Live from the Wax in downtown Jackson, brought to you by WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM and the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. It's Good Morning, Greater Jackson. Now, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning, Greater Jackson. It's breakfast with the Chamber today at the Wax downtown with Mindy Bradishorta, the president.
Good morning, Greg. Isn't it beautiful here at the Wax?
It is. The renovations are marvelous. I know you're going to have a ribbon cutting coming up.
We do, so come out and celebrate that with us. If you haven't been here and seen it, I highly encourage you check it out. It is beautiful. So we ready to get this started, Greg?
Let's do it.
All right, so our first guest is Andy, owner of Evenblow Heating and Cooling. And with over 50 years of combined experience, Evenblow continues to grow to serve all of Jackson's heating and cooling needs and beyond Jackson, as I was just learning from Andy. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Andy, you are a Jackson Certified Bryant dealer. Why does that matter?
Well, it's just important for, like, as a customer, you know, we're backed up by, you are protected by Bryant, you know, as a satisfaction guarantee. And there's special offers as far as marketing and things for us being a Bryant dealer. But they're, you know, one of the top corporations in the world for heating and air conditioning.
So we're guaranteed a good quality product.
Absolutely.
But you aren't just about quantity either. You really care about quality. And while you say you're growing, you were telling me that you and your brother are intimately involved in every project.
Yeah, I mean, we are, you know, sales, we are service and installation. You know, we run every project. We don't make anything up on the job site. We fabricate everything, you know, at our shop. You know, so size, getting the proper size furnace and really looking at the home and listening to the customer is very important. You know, quality is huge for us. You know, just level and plumb and caulk, you know, just doing a nice job for people is very important. Our quality is very important. So we're not just going to put anybody in front of, you know, in front of customers. So it's going to be my brother or myself running our teams. So
that's good to know. As someone who hires a lot of vendors and contractors, I don't know what I don't know. And
right,
having someone come in that I can trust,
sure,
that's going to get the job done, whatever it may be, is very much a stress reliever.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we respect everybody's home, and we put down a carpet film, and so we don't have to cover our feet all the time. We carry booties, you know, so that the guys, when they go into the house, if we're not going to be there all day, they, you know, they just put their booties on, and it's just simple common respect like that that we, you know, puts us above most of our competition.
Those things really matter. Andy, Evenflow has done quite a few big jobs recently. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, I mean, we just recently did the Dunham's project, so that was a big job for us. And that's a big store over there. It's like 30-some thousand square feet, I think they got, of floor space. We also got the new Little Caesars coming up. We did that. And we do, you know, we're a 50-50 blend between residential and commercial.
Oh, so
yep.
People can, their home, their business, whatever.
Absolutely.
What is the geographic area you cover?
I mean, within an hour is our main service area, but we go as far. We have jobs that we're bidding over towards Detroit for commercial contracts that we have that are buying buildings over that way. So we'll travel.
Are you hiring? You've said that it's you and your brother on every project. That's got to be a lot of work if you're heading over to Detroit. You said Kalamazoo.
Yeah, we're a couple busy guys, but we got six people right now, and we have a young man coming in. So we're not hiring at this moment. We're looking forward to him joining the team, especially now that I injured my knee. So we're going to need a little bit of help, but we will be hiring probably in the future.
Andy, talk about the Bryant line products.
Well, Bryant has a wide range. I mean, we have four high-efficiency furnaces in the residential market that we can offer people. We do a lot of the ductless mini-splits. They're the most, you know, very efficient, newer product for people. But if you have electric heat or if you have a boiler system, this is a way we can go in and air conditioning a home without ductwork. So they're a nice feature there, and they're a very efficient. There's rebates. We are part of the Trade Allies with Consumers Energy, so we can process all your rebates that you get back from them from efficiency standpoints.
Tell us a little more about that, Andy. What does that mean? Who can qualify? Why should someone be even consider that
sure.
energy efficiency rebate?
I mean, if you have a 20-year-old system and you're looking at replacing it, what it does is it really brings the cost of a lot more efficient system down to the standard cost of just a base system. So if from an air conditioning, it's rated by SEER rating, okay? So, you know, the higher the SEER, the more efficient it is. But then you reach their tiers and their measures, they give you up to like $600 back as a residential customer. So that's a nice chunk of money.
And you're saying you will help with all of that paperwork?
Yeah, we process it all, yeah.
Excellent.
Now's the time you want to do a tune-up?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's a good time to do a tune-up. We go in and check gas pressures and make sure that we're running at peak efficiency. We found a few here in the last week that had carbon monoxide, so we test for that. But to have a tune-up is very important, especially when you have a 20-year-old system. And if you do have a 20-year-old system, you should have carbon monoxide detectors in your home.
Still run into those old, real old Michigan
units. Yeah, those old Octopus. There's still a couple out there.
You also are about to change locations. Tell us where you're going to be and why you needed a bigger location.
Yeah, we just kind of outgrew where we were at. We were just running out of my barn at my place. We got a new location at the end of Prospect. It's perfect for us because it's central between my brother and I. He lives in Napoleon area, and I'm over by the Parma area. But the nice thing is it's within a minute of all of our supply houses, and it's, you can see it from airline. And it's nice. We needed one with a loading dock that we could get our rooftop units and pull our trucks in, and it's just fun to grow, and it's taken off. We come out swinging pretty hard when we started our business. So,
Andy, is there a project that's too big or too small for Evenflow?
There isn't. If you need a gas pipe to a stove or a dryer, we'll vent a dryer. I mean, there's no job that is too small. We do jobs that are, the Little Caesars is a big project. Dunham's was a big project. We my brother and I have seen a lot in the last. I've done it for 24 years. He's I think 27 or something like that. So. But if you need a heat run or just something moved, that's something we can handle it all the way up to commercial buildings. I'd love to have one with about 15 rooftops that need to be changed or something,
All right. Well, Evenflow Heating and Cooling, Andy, thank you for being in with us today. Good luck with your knee. I think we have a guest coming up later that might be able to help you with that.
Absolutely. We spoke already this morning. So.
All of your heating and cooling needs, Evenflow. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andy. Mindy, Rise and Shine, coming up November 8th.
Yeah, as we have said many times, the Chamber has three main platforms that we work under. Protect your bottom line, grow your people, grow the future leaders of Jackson, and grow your bottom line. And our Rise and Shine event is one of those opportunities to protect your bottom line. We have State Representative Sarah Leitner and Julie Alexander joining us on November 8th. So it's a great opportunity for businesses to come out, hear from them, ask them the hard questions, have a conversation dialogue, and more importantly, build those relationships so that when an issue does arise for your business, you have someone you can call immediately and get some help. So we encourage you to come out for that on November 8th. Our next guest might have a new client this morning. We have Barbara with Athletico Physical Therapy Jackson Southeast. Athletico is your physical therapy rehab department, seeing a variety of patients from peds to elderly, treating hands, elbows, shoulders, hips, knees, feet, neck, back. Barb also treats pelvic floor and lymphoma along with a whole bunch of other services and a unique way of treating them. Welcome, Barb.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So let's get right into it. You have a different approach to your customers. Tell us what that is and why. Why does it matter?
It matters because we are one-on-one with our customers. When you come to Athletico, whether it's our Northwest Clinic or our Southeast Clinic, I'm over on the Southeast, either clinic, you are part of the family. If we have two people come in and they have They both have a referral, and one says to have a fracture rehab from their ankle, and if you treat them the same way. If one's a ballet dancer and one is a football player, you can't treat them the same way. We look at each patient and we come up with goals that are specific for that patient, and you ask questions. Whatever your question and whatever is important to you is important to us, and that's how we treat you.
That sounds wonderful, and not the type of customer service that people might expect when going into any type of business. How do you make sure that you're meeting the unique needs of your customers? How do you design, and is it you that gets in and designs that those goals and that process?
Well, the physician, of course, will be referring you. If it's a surgeon, they're going to say if there's any limitations post-operatively. But otherwise, when someone comes in to work with us, they will see either myself or they will see Steve Chmielewski, who is a physical therapist, doctor of physical therapy, who has joined us recently, local. And we will talk to you, and we spend an hour with you just discussing what's important to you, what your personal goals are. It doesn't matter what my goals are, it's what your goals are. And that's how we create that plan. And yes, we are the ones who create it.
Wonderful. What are some of the services that you offer?
Well, we do have blood flow restriction, which is really kind of fascinating.
Wait, is this when my feet are cold?
Not exactly.
All right.
It might make your feet just a wee bit colder for a while. Blood flow restriction is when you use pumps, and it's a way to, well, you've heard of high altitude training. The Olympians do the high altitude training. It's a way of doing high altitude training right here in Jackson, Michigan. What it does is it restricts. It doesn't cut off circulation, but it restricts the blood flow to the muscles while you're exercising, and then you get an anaerobic response, so you're going to get stronger, faster.
So that would be a service that someone who isn't injured but is just looking to get stronger might take advantage of.
Well, we usually use it with an injury.
Okay.
For physical therapy, usually we're going to be treating someone who is injured.
Okay.
So you can use it. Let's say you had a total knee replacement. So the total knee replacements, those are not usually with our athletes, but a total knee replacement, we may place the restriction on your opposite leg and on your arms, because you have to have your arms. You saw our gentleman who had the crutches. You've got to have some pretty strong arms to really walk properly with crutches or a walker. So, you know, you're going to need that for strengthening, and then later, as the wounds heal, you can use it on that leg as well.
Fascinating. I had no idea this even existed.
There we go. Many people do not.
Yeah.
We also do pelvic floor therapy, and it is for people who have incontinence, males or females. You don't have to leak when you sneeze, folks. I'm just going to put it right on out there. It doesn't have to be there. And I treat folks that have that issue. If you have any further questions about that, please give me a call, and I can give you more information.
You know, that brings up a good point as we all chuckle. These are legitimate issues that people face, and they don't have to, is what I'm hearing you say. And that also
Absolutely.
Sounds like you make it comfortable and private for people to express their concerns and receive the treatment they need.
Very comfortable, very private. We have we do have a large gym, but we also have private rooms where all of this is discussed. And we make you feel just like, basically, you're an athlete, you're a patient, you're a client, you're there for strengthening and improvement of your function. And that's really what that's all about too, function.
Yeah. Which improves your life. Greg, I'm sure you've never experienced any back pain.
What about old people and back pain?
I treat all people and back pain. There we go. we treat a lot of back pain, whether it be from an athletic injury or cleaning your gutters or shoveling snow, the four-letter word that'll be here soon. Anything with back injuries. If you have, you know, you're having some back injuries, you're having some back pain, and you have a question, we do free assessments. So let's say you're having.
You say free?
Free.
Ooh.
That's a great four-letter word.
Yeah, that is
okay.
Good.
So we do free assessments if you call our office, and we can schedule it. It's a 30-minute one-on-one. And if you walk away with nothing else, you have the right questions to ask your physician when you go in, and you don't go in and just say, ah, my back hurts. We can say, oh, well, I have some numbness in my great toe. And just we give you the tools to improve your life.
How about insurances, doctors? Do you need referrals, Trump care, Obamacare, all that care?
We do accept almost all insurances. We do accept almost all insurances. Give us a call, and we would let you know. Mm-hmm. We take anything as far as that's concerned.
Pop bottles?
In this state, pardon? Pop bottles.
No.
Yes. Okay, but you have to, pop bottles.
A lot of them.
No, I'm just kidding there. I can just hear Austin, my office coordinator.
Yeah.
She used to say, Barb, don't say that. But we do take just about all insurances. In this state, it's very interesting that there is a direct access. So you can come and with many insurances, and I don't want to go through all of them because Austin is my guru on that, and she and I might be wrong, and I don't want to make an error. But if you call, we can find out whether or not
let's say Medicare.
Medicare. Medicare, actually, you can come in and get an evaluation. We would need to then send the evaluation to your physician and work together with your physician to come up with a plan of care, which is as it should be.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're a great advocate for the patient, whether it's in your office or at their own doctor's office. And that is a tool that many of us need these days. But it is also football season.
Oh, yes.
So talk to us about concussions and returning to play and how families can keep their children safe or themselves as you might be playing flag football.
Yes, that's right. You never know. You have to be careful of concussions. And it's not just football. It could be hockey. You know, it could be anything that you if you hit your head. And our athletes all just want to get back in the game. So we have very specific parameters. We go through them. One of those free assessments would be a wonderful thing. You know, if you get hurt at a practice, it doesn't have to be during a game. You could get hurt during a practice. If you're concerned, give us a call. We're going to get you in so we can train you to get back and make sure that you're safe to go back. We'll work with your school's athletic trainers. Athletico has athletic trainers. We can make sure that it's a good, seamless flow back to play.
Wonderful. Excuse me. Barb, Athletico Physical Therapy, thank you so much for coming in today. Your smile and your energy is contagious, and we all appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Economic Luncheon. Coming up,
yes,
December 2nd,
we have the new president of Henry Ford Allegiance Health, Paula Autry. She's going to come tell all of Jackson business community what her vision and plans are for the hospital. So December 2nd, typical program, 11:30. Come on out, check the website, and register. It'll be a good time to meet some other Jackson leaders.
And that is where?
Commonwealth Commerce Center.
Okay. I knew you knew that.
My notes told me. All right, next we have Dennis Mitchell, General Manager of Hadaway Cleaning and Restoration. The nature of Hadaway Cleaning is fire, water, and mold restoration. Services include construction cleaning and all types of maintenance cleaning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So, you come in to a resident or a business when there has been some sort of incident, in this case, maybe fire, and it's traumatic, right? It's traumatic for people that have lost items, have items damaged, and they just want to move on. How can Hadaway help a building owner, whether it's your home or your business, get through that tough time and come out clean on the other end?
Yeah, it's a tough situation, and, a lot of people, they handle it in different ways, and it's very traumatic. And we are getting into the season where people are starting to heat their homes, and that adds a lot of different elements that can cause a fire. You know, you have if your chimney's not cleaned out and you start a fire in the fireplace, starting up your furnace for the first time of the year has its own hazards. So if something like that were to happen, There's going to be a moment of panic. The first thing you do is call your insurance company, call Hathaway, and we can come in and just evaluate everything that needs to happen. And our first meeting is always just getting a game plan together, a step-by-step process of trying to just lay out the path from their devastation to moving back into their home and living their normal lives again. So basically, that first meeting is evaluating if it's a light fire where we can just clean everything and keep everything on site, that's the best path to take. It's going to be the quickest to get them back to their normal lives. Or if it's going to require packing out all of their furniture and all of their contents and cleaning it at a different facility while their house gets repaired, we can evaluate and see what's needed and help them from there.
So you do all of that. You will pack up the equipment or the materials and the furniture, ship it off, clean it, and organize all of that?
Yeah, so our facility on South Elm Avenue, we started out in probably about, I think it's 1,200 square feet, and we've tripled that size now. So what we are prepared to do is come in and let's say there is a really bad fire or sometimes even a really bad water damage where everything has to be just reconstructed. Everything's stripped back to studs in your home. What we can do with the contents is pack them out. Our people have been completely trained on being very organized as far as inventories, and the homeowner is given stacks of papers with all of their inventory on there, and smaller items, what boxes came from what room and things like that. We load it up and we have a secure climate control storage facility and a room where we can just clean everything at our facility. So we are prepared for all of that. We're the only company in Jackson that I know of that can store right on site. And a lot of restoration companies use a separate company for contents. And the content-only companies for restoration services are usually in Detroit, Grand Rapids. And it's not really convenient if you find that you need your coat as the weather changes. You know, you have a fire or something when it's a nice warm day. You don't think about that, and you need it. And if all of your stuff is in another city, it makes it really inconvenient.
So I can trust that all of my belongings will be kept safe and will be taken care of. But quite frankly, can't I just put that coat in my own washing machine and get my scrub brush and clean my furniture myself?
Sometimes you can. It depends on the severity. But with fire especially, there is a lot of odor. And your washing machine isn't ready to handle that and get all of that odor out of there.
Even a small fire, it's a nightmare removing smoke, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done a lot of what we call a protein fire, for example. I've had a lot of cleaned up a lot of fires from somebody who forgot that they left, I don't know, say pork chops or chicken on the stove, and they went and it just cooks on the stove for hours and hours and smokes up the entire house. You walk into the house, have no sense of smell, you can't tell that anything's wrong in that house, but you have that sense of smell, and it about knocks you back out the door.
Yeah.
It smells really bad, and when you can't see what you're trying to clean up, it makes it 10 times harder to make sure that you get all of that odor.
And same with mold, right? I mean, mold is scary. Not only you have the odor issue, but we don't want mold around our houses, and I'm not an expert in making sure that I get all those spores.
Yeah, absolutely. There's health concerns with mold also. So mold is one of those things that you can't see. When you disturb mold, you can see it on the wall. It leaves stains. You can clean those stains off. That doesn't mean that mold's gone. And as soon as you disturb mold, it disperses. It just flies everywhere. It becomes airborne. And if you try to clean that yourself, you may be making the air quality in your home a lot less safe.
So Hadaway Restoration can get us through those tough times when we have an incident in our building. Walk us through the whole process. I know you're great at also referring local contractors and businesses to restore properties once you've come in and cleaned them up. You also are looking to hire, is that correct?
Absolutely. We need people. We need to hire. We're growing. We're doing a lot of good things, and we can't do it without people. I mean, our employees are the most important piece to this puzzle. And we're looking. So if anybody out there's looking for a job, come and see me.
All right.
No experience necessary. We train, we love just getting people back to their normal lives.
Wonderful. Dennis, Hadaway Cleaning and Restoration, thank you for coming in, and I'm sure you'll be very busy in the next few months, so stay healthy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dennis. So we'll take a break, and we have news coming up next on 970 101.5 FM, and we'll be back with part two, Good Morning Greater Jackson, from the Weather Wax Hall.
Now back to Good Morning Greater Jackson with Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta.
Welcome back, Weather Wax Hall, part two of Good Morning Greater Jackson with a smiling Mindy Bradishorta.
Good morning. All right, so our next guest is Wendy Clough, Executive Director of Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, which helps low-income families have stability in housing by working alongside them to build their own home and helping them obtain an affordable mortgage to purchase their home. You know, I've had an opportunity recently, Greg, to learn more about Habitat and how it really changes lives. Wendy, how does Habitat help people find housing that is sustainable and long-term?
Sure. Well, Habitat goes through a long process, with our homeowners, where when a family applies to be a Habitat homeowner, they will go through an entire learning process of how to manage their finances, how to fix their credit if they need to, how to create and live by a budget, and how to become a homeowner. So how to become a homeowner consists of everything from all those things I just mentioned to how to maintain a house, the fact that they're going to be owning a house, not renting a house, so if something goes wrong, they have to fix it themselves. Many of our families who apply for our program have never in their entire lives, even for generations, have never had a homeowner experience. And so if you've never been taught how to be a homeowner, then how would you know those things? And that's something that a lot of people who have grown up in the middle class, for instance, kind of forget.
Right, we don't even think about it. Why is home ownership valuable?
Home ownership can provide stability for a family that is that lives in poverty or that lives anywhere below your median income level for the area. It's hard when you have a family who's renting and maybe they, for some, one reason or another, they're going to have to move. If you're renting, a lot of times, if you're renting out of necessity because that's all you can afford to do or all you've ever known, you do end up moving quite a bit. And when a child bounces from house to house to house or from school district to school district or from town to town because they've either been evicted or for one reason or another have to move, that's a real, real struggle. It's a lack of stability. If you don't have stable housing, then you can't focus on other things like good education, good health, different things like that to actually improve your life.
And the family I met recently was talking about how the pride you get from mm-hmm. owning a home and yeah. taking care of your yard is contagious
yeah.
and how their neighbors mm-hmm. are now acting. Tell us about their story.
Yeah, so we just produced a video of one of our families. And the reason we did this video is because they were chosen. Jackson is going to be recognized as having a homeowner of the year for the state of Michigan from our habitat. So that's something to be proud of as a community. But this homeowner family, they bought their habitat house in 2001. They have lived there for 18 years and paid it off this year. So that's a real success story. And one of the things that we learned from them when we did this video for them is that they noticed when they moved into this neighborhood and they started having pride and taking care of their house and their yard, that their neighbors around them started doing the same thing. And that's one of the things that this homeowner talked about, how he saw the impact that he had on his neighborhood, and that is something that's really stuck out to him.
And speaking of neighborhoods and communities, Habitat is involved in a new project. It's been a while since Habitat has built in Jackson, and this project you're doing is not just a house, but a community. Tell us about the DeLand Project.
So the DeLand Project is a neighborhood of 15 houses that is being developed near downtown. It's on the south side of downtown, just behind the Y. So it's the first street that you get into the residential area from downtown. So it's kind of a segue from business to residential. And it is going to be a neighborhood of habitat houses, which means that the homeowners are going to be able to help build each other's houses. They're going to be neighbors and, you know, and friends and a little community right from the very beginning. So they're going to have ownership of not just their house, but the success of their neighborhood.
So Habitat is changing lives by providing stability in housing and financial education. Mm-hmm. How do you fund your efforts? And tell us about the fun event you have coming up and how people can engage.
So everything that we do is funded through gifts of one kind or another. So we have the Restore. That's one way that we get revenue. If you haven't been to the Restore, just a quick plug for that. If you haven't been to the Restore lately, you should stop in. We get a lot of really cool things. As a matter of fact, it's really dangerous to work there. Dangerous for my pocketbook. But so there's that. And then we do fundraisers. And we have one fundraiser coming up next month. It is on November 14th, and it's a gingerbread house bake-off. So we're encouraging teams to come together to build a gingerbread house and or a gingerbread anything. It doesn't have to be a house. It could be a building. It could be whatever you want it to be, a creation, a gingerbread creation. And there will be judging and a dinner, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
So a fun event for team building, for your family to come out and build, to raise funds for great cause. Do you have any sponsorship opportunities open?
We do. We have a sponsorship opportunity that is going to be, it's a food sponsor. It's our biggest one that we have open yet. But then we also have opportunities to sponsor the prizes. We are going to have a first, second, and third place prize for each division. We have an adult division, a nonprofit division, a youth, and that's it. And so each of those are going to have first, second, and third place prizes, and so we need sponsors for those. And it's a great way to co-brand your business with Habitat.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, Wendy, where can people get information on that event or Restore any of your projects?
JacksonHabitat.org is our website, and the Gingerbread House Bake Off, there's a button for that right on our homepage that'll take you to the registration page for that.
I think the chamber might need to have a team.
Yes, I think you should.
All right. Wendy, Habitat for Humanity, thanks for all you're doing for our community.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. The Disney Institute is back.
It is.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
We had such a great event that Disney itself called us and said, do more. We want to be in Jackson. So we did customer service this year, and next year we're doing leadership. So again, it's a full-day program with Disney focused on leadership. June 17th. So mark your calendars for that. Help grow your people to grow Jackson.
June 17th.
Disney. All right, Beth, you're going to wrap us up. Beth Schaefer, Director of Resource with United Way of Jackson County, which gathers every resource, partner, and tool to fight for financial stability of every person in Jackson County. Welcome, Beth.
Welcome. Thank you.
So tell us about the nature of poverty in Jackson and how United Way leads the work around financial stability.
I don't know about you, Mindy, but I think that one of the things that bothers me most about Jackson is I realize that we have a big problem with poverty. And I'm proud to be part of the solution working at United Way, because what we're trying to attack is the people who are on that bubble, the people who we call ALICE. It's an acronym for asset limited, which means nothing in the bank, income constrained, which means not earning a living wage, but employed. The E is the most important letter in ALICE, because ALICE is working very hard, sometimes two jobs, to provide for his, her family. And so we love to go out and listen and hear out in our community, listen to ALICE and the people that are struggling, and do what we can. So the our board, under your leadership with our strategic plan several years ago, decided that we were going to tackle poverty in a big way. And so all of the funding and all of the volunteer panels who distribute our funds that we receive all are pouring into the financial stability of people in Jackson. So that's 27 programs through 18 entities all over Jackson working to help people become more financially stable. Sorry, that was long.
But it's so true, Beth. Everything you just said, the ALICE numbers are increasing, unfortunately. We have a lot of underemployed people mm-hmm. who are working many times, like you said, multiple jobs mm-hmm. and struggling every day mm-hmm. just to get by and not really mm-hmm. having that futuristic perspective and investing like we would like them to be able to. And you have a new video that explains all of this, right?
Yeah, it's a great video. We have a passionate new board member. Her name is Nicoya Weatherspoon, and she is actually the new ladies varsity coach for basketball at Jackson High. So if you've got a kid who plays basketball in Jackson, you better look out, because she is a phenomenal coach and those girls are going to knock it out of the park this year. Anyway, not a commercial for Jackson High, but she's a passionate person. She's a life coach, and so she has brought her skills to our video this year. If you go to uwjackson.org and just scroll down our homepage and click on the video and just watch, it's 3 minutes, but you are going to find out a little more about our work. You're going to find out more about what people are facing in Jackson who are struggling, and more about what we're trying to do about it. So,
and what are we trying to do about it? How can people help engage in that work that you're mentioning?
Well, there's giving. As Wendy said, everything that we do, everything she does at Habitat, we're dependent on the donations of companies and people, and bringing resources to bear to make the work happen. We also are asking people to volunteer, because without volunteerism, we couldn't keep our overhead down. Right now at our office, there's volunteer auditors working to take a look at the money that's coming in and do all the counting. That's not a staff function. There's volunteers who are doing our data entry. So all of those things help us to keep our overhead down and help more of the money go to the people in need.
And you mentioned all the money coming in. Why is there money coming in, Beth?
It's campaign time.
And what
for
Tell Us campaign?
Well, we're grateful. Really, in mid-August, we start kicking off with the county schools. So go Jeff. Northwest had us in for their back-to-school meetings. So everyone who hasn't heard about the fact that United Way could come, we'd love to come into your monthly meeting. We'd love to tell a little story, show our cool video, and just give you a chance to understand what the donations to United Way are doing to help people. And we'd love you to engage with us. Put your shoulder to the wheel. We really need everybody who has a job in Jackson to help us. And the vehicle we have is by a payroll deduction. So the owners can arrange for people to give in an easy way, a few dollars a pay. But that collectively can have impact in a huge way for the people in need in our community.
What should a business owner expect when they have United Way come in? Do they need to give up an hour of staff time and a whole bunch of paperwork? What are we asking businesses to do to help this problem?
It's very easy. We will just come in for a quick 10-minute time. If you have a monthly meeting with all your staff, that's the perfect time. We show our video and give our little pitch, and then we have pledge forms, which are easily filled out by the people on your staff, and they can decide how they want to give, and then we can take you through the steps that are involved with that. But it is pretty easy, and we'd love you to engage with us, and we're grateful.
So easy for any business, nonprofit, organization to bring you in to help solve poverty in Jackson. You also have a really fun event coming up.
We do.
To raise money for this cause. Tell us about Power of the Purse.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Power of the Purse.
So 10 years.
Yes, this is the 10th one. The theme is Mary Poppins, practically perfect in every way. But it's a fun night out, but it really has a wonderful reason for being. The purses are, it's a live auction, and so there's a lot of excitement, but it's at the country club, and it's a fun night if you've got a group of gals or guys. We've had guys come to Power the Purse. I know that's hard to believe, but we also have men's merces and different ways, messenger bags, so it's not just women.
And there's duffel bags and
suitcases. But beware, it's mostly women, just saying. But anyway,
not all men would object.
Exactly. The men who go get a lot of attention, let me tell you that. But the tickets are $50, and then if you want to bid on a purse or just enjoy the fun, it's a great night. Friday, November 1st at the Country Club, there are still tickets available, and we're also looking for purse donations to raffle. So.
Okay, and is all that information at UW-Jackson as well?
UWJackson.org, or if you want more information about the purse, just call Stephanie at 796-5120.
All right.
Beth. She's going to be mad at me.
Beth, thank you for all of the work you're doing and everything United Way is doing to grow this community.
Thank you, Mindy. We appreciate our wonderful giving community. We're grateful.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks, Greg.
Tim Booth wraps it up today.
Good morning, GOC. Good morning, Mindy. Good morning, friends.
Morning.
Welcome to the beautiful Weatherwax Hall. We're broadcasting live from downtown Jackson here. Again, wonderful thank you to the Weatherwax team for making us feel so welcome in their beautiful new room here. Let's repeat and thank all of the sponsors that spoke this morning. Evenflow Heating and Cooling, United Way of Jackson County, Hathaway Cleaning and Restorations, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, and Athletico. If you're just tuning in, you can hear the podcast rather by visiting WKHM.com and clicking on the audio link. Thank you for today's ambassadors that helped you register and welcomed you this morning. They're provided by Flagstar Bank. Thanks for the work and service of Terry Langston and Molly Bolton. Please help me welcome a long list of new chamber members that have come to recognize and realize the benefit that the chamber can be. Please help me welcome Payroll Vault, Country Club Turf, Larry's RV Center, Veritas, Pryor's Barbecue House, Healthy Vibes Jackson, Jenkins Insurance Group Farm Bureau, NCDG Realty and Property Management, Axe Play, Shoebox Sporting Goods, People's Choice Provisioning, Green's Credit Repair, Elite Drone Service, Joystick Mobile Video Gaming, Split Screen Mobile Productions, Ever After Event Planning, Jackson on Earth, Marketplace Mana, Shorty's Sweets, Eats, and Treats, Kenny Cakes, and Girl Scout Heart of Michigan. Let's give them a warm welcome of applause to the chamber.
We like to eat.
Lots of sweets there. Upcoming events I just want to remind you of. October 28th through the 30th is our Challenge Day program, the first of two. Those are programs to help middle school youngsters. And then we come back with another set of challenge days on November 4th through the 6th. Adult facilitators are still welcome. Visit the chamber website for more details. Mindy mentioned earlier, but let me mention again, November 8th, Rise and Shine. You've got an opportunity to talk with and chat about local topics and such with State Reps Julie Alexander and Sarah Leitner. November 14th, Brew with the Board out to that wonderful place, One North. And then November 19th, this is something interesting. Humanergy is going to provide a free leadership workshop, as they have done all fall. It's free, it's 1 hour, and it's well worth the investment. Visit www.jacksonchamber.org to pre-register for any of these events. And thanks to all of you in attendance today. Great to have you here and start your morning with the radio program. Let's welcome folks from American One Credit Union, Athletico Physical Therapy, Jackson Southeast, Aware, Evenflow Heating and Cooling, Graphics 3, Custom Commercial Printing, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, Jackson Host Lions, Hathaway Cleaning, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Northwest Schools, Payroll Vault, United Way of Jackson, Pearl Vision, People's Choice, Jackson on Earth, Interfaith Shelter, Schistler's Certified Payment Processing, and the Lally Group. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy your time. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and we'll see you back here November 26th.
November 26th.
2 days before Turkey Day. We'll see you then.
This has been Good Morning Greater Jackson with Greg O'Connor and Mindy Bradishorta, brought to you by WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM in the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.